20:05 UTC right after the international news.
Stand up! Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Welcome to the March 9th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. This evening, we continue our special coverage of the Men's Basketball Africa League in Dakar, Senegal. Please join me at 1700 UTC GMT for our ball pregame show. And then at 1730 UTC GMT, we'll bring you the game between Rwanda Energy Group and Seydou Legacy Athletic Club of Guinea, right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
In Basketball Africa League results Tuesday at the Dakar Arena, 2021 ball finalist U.S. Monastir of Tunisia defeated Seydou Legacy 76-55, and Ferroviario de Beira of Mozambique beat Dakar University Club 98-92 in the highest scoring game of the tournament so far. Jermell Kennedy scored a game-high 27 points for Ferroviario de Beira, and Hamid Ali led the local Dakar team with 26 points. Meanwhile, Monastir moved to the top of the Sahara Conference standings with its victory over Seydou Legacy. Veteran power forward Radwane Slimane had 15 points for Monastir, and American Marcus Crawford scored 15 points for Seydou Legacy. As I mentioned on Tuesday's show, Crawford played in the inaugural ball tournament for Monastir. The 12 teams in the Basketball Africa League are divided into two six-team conferences, the Sahara Conference and the Nile Conference. The Sahara Conference teams are currently in action in Dakar, and the Nile Conference teams will play games next month in Cairo, Egypt. The top four teams in each conference will advance to the playoffs in May at the Kigali Arena in Rwanda. And the 2022 Ball Championship game is scheduled for May 28th in Kigali.
The Basketball Africa League is back. Voice of America joins forces with Africa's premier men's basketball league to bring you the second season of the BAL. 38 games, 12 teams leaving it all on the court in Senegal, Egypt and Rwanda to determine the 2022 season champion. Tune in to VOA 24/7, FMs and to our radio and TV affiliates for some action. Pre-game, play-by-play, post-game, daily highlights, delivered by our finest commentators. Basketball Africa League 2022 on Voice of America. May the best team win.
The Basketball Africa League is attracting the eager eyes of coaches across the continent who hope to hone their skills and develop new game strategies. Iron Mike Mbonye spoke with one of those coaches. She's the head coach of Equity Hawks ladies basketball team in Kenya, Sylvia Kamau.
Ball season two is here, and I'm expecting it to be as exciting as season one was. This league is an opportunity to Africa to experience the immense talents that we have on the continent. As a coach, I basically use the league as a great source of knowledge and direction. The league offers a good display of coaching tactics and insights. I get to learn from some of the great tacticians we have on this continent.
Coach, in your opinion, do you think the league would develop the game of basketball in Africa?
Oh, yes. BAL will grow and develop basketball in Africa. Some of the areas we expect to see growth is in youth development, because we need to feed the senior system. Sports marketing, more corporates are expected to come on board. growth in individual country leagues, both financially and technically, so that to be able to support the bowl system, and finally growth of world-class facilities to host basketball. I'm sure every country wants to host basketball, and thus they will improve on their infrastructure.
Kenyan basketball teams did not participate in the first edition of the Basketball Africa League and are not in the roster for season two. Do you think a Kenyan team will be part of the league in future?
Yes, indeed. Kenya will have representation in the future seasons. We have great human resource for the game, that is players and technical personnel. We have had Kenyan individuals in season one, a great indicator of our prowess. The challenge for Kenyan basketball is more financial. However, this is slowly changing as corporates are continuously embracing basketball. Again, BALG is an exceptional opportunity for corporates to exploit through sports marketing.
That's Sylvia Kamau, the head coach of Equity Hawks ladies basketball team in Kenya. And Sylvia spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Nairobi, Kenya.
Sporty greetings. This is Sylvia Kamau, coach of Equity Hawks ladies basketball team in Kenya, defending champions of the Kenyan Premier League. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Thank you.
Thank you, coach. Meanwhile, I had a chance to talk with another basketball coach, Relton Boysen, who will guide the Cape Town Tigers next month when they make their Basketball Africa League debut in Cairo, Egypt. In this encore Sunny Side of Sports presentation, let's listen in as I say, Coach, congratulations on the Tigers qualifying for BALL Season 2.
No, thank you, and thank you. It was not easy. It was very hard work, especially because the team haven't been in existence for more than 2 years. So, yeah, a lot of hard work went in behind the scenes to make this possible.
As you say, Coach, the Cape Town Tigers in existence for just more than 2 years. In terms of the team in general, what do you attribute to its success?
Yeah, I think the reason why the team is so successful is just the whole approach and the plan that management had for the team on the table. We bring in some expertise from overseas, international players that played in the NBA before, that's bringing that experience together with very experienced Edwards that have coached players like Brandon Ingram in the NBA when he was by the Lakers, together with the national players. Few of them have played for the national team. We have five players that played for South African national team. But as I mentioned earlier on, it's our holistic approach that we, as an organization, we want to make sure that all our players buy into our system. We want to make sure that our players are happy off the court, because if they're happy off the court, all that positive energy comes onto the court. And we have one vision, one goal, that was to qualify for the BAL, and now it is to win the BAL. So we put everything on the table, our goals, and we work towards that as a team.
I read one online article that said some of the Tigers have chips on their shoulders. That is, they want to prove themselves on the big stage. Do you agree with that description, Coach?
Yes. I won't agree or disagree. All I can say is that in terms of where I come from, we see a chip as sort of an attitude. But in this instance, I would see a chip as they want to prove something, because South Africa basketball haven't been part of the national scenery for the last 4 or 5 years due to non-compliance. So players want to prove to Africa and to the world that there is enough talent in South Africa to perform at a big stage like the Basketball Africa League. So in that sense, yes, I would say that players have something to prove. Also from the international stage, there's very talented players here that I believe that can play in the NBA, still like Michael Bongo, that's a very, very talented player, was all McDonald when he was in America. So a lot of players have something to prove in the upcoming game. So I agree with you.
What about the Basketball Africa League coach? BAL officials have said they want the league to stand on its own, be a premier league, and not be considered a feeder system for the NBA. What are your thoughts?
So my opinion is the BAL is the prize. It is a prize for anyone in Africa and the world to play in the BAL. It's not like you want to use the BAL to feed players for the NBA. Africa have a lot of resources, as you're aware, and a lot of talent. And I believe that BAL will grow as big as the NBA and bigger. So that's just my opinion in terms of the BAL. They're very organized. They're very professional. It was the first season last year, and you could see the way the whole organization conduct the competition, the level of competition, the competitiveness, the sportsmanship, everything was just at a high quality from the players and from management that was part of the BAL.
Last year, the BAL held its inaugural season, kind of a compressed two-week schedule in Rwanda. This year, the BAL has expanded to a total of three African countries. The BAL will tip off in Senegal, and then it will go to Egypt in April, and then the playoffs and final in Rwanda in May. Does that expansion, coach, kind of speak to the development of basketball in Africa?
For sure. I think if it was not for COVID, the first season would have been longer. And due to there's still COVID in some of the countries, still COVID, the rules that have to be adhered to, it's at least going to be in three countries. So it is expansion, but I foresee at least maybe five host cities next year. And maybe the ball tournament will be longer. So as I said, I foresee the ball grow a lot. So maybe next year it can be 2 or 3 months, and then the year after that 6 months. Because as I said, it's a very 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 competitive and high quality competition, and it is a prize, if I can say it like that, to be in the Basketball Africa League.
The Cape Town Tigers will tip off their Basketball Africa League campaign April 10th when they play Petro de Luanda of Angola at the Hassan Mustafa Indoor Sports Complex in Cairo, Egypt. Coach, are your players excited?
Yes, the players are very excited. They're working very hard, to work on their craft. As a team, we're working hard. So yeah, we're excited to go and play in Egypt. We're gonna play the second leg April. We're gonna go to Egypt. We're playing there from the 9th to the 19th. So we're very excited to go there, and we're putting in the hard work at the moment.
Your Cape Town team has an American ownership group. Can you give our Voice of America listeners some details?
Yes. There's two female owners, Shante Butler and Dia Martin, and then Raphael Edwards and William McFlurin is the two male owners. I'm very happy that they invested into Cape Town and Africa. It is the right time. There's a lot of opportunities, business opportunities in Cape Town. So again, I'm very grateful for them to decide to invest in South Africa and in Cape Town specific, where I stay.
Coach, how would you describe your relationship with the American owners?
The owners are very, very supportive. They've given 110% support in everything that the team and myself wanted. I couldn't ask for a better working relationship than what we have currently. Like I told someone the other day, it's a dream job. You're doing something you love, and especially to have ownership and management like they do. I mean, two of them are ex-professional players. They know how to treat people, and it's important to me. The way you treat your people, it will show, and the results have shown for us last year.
I'm talking with Relton Boysen, the head coach of the Cape Town Tigers basketball team. The Tigers are preparing for their debut appearance in the Basketball Africa League. Coach, tell us about your basketball journey on your way to getting this dream job with the Tigers.
I come from a very, very previously disadvantaged community and household where we were literally 11 people in a two-bedroom house. And I got a basketball scholarship to go and study at University of Stellenbosch. And through that, you know, I could change my life. I then played on for a few clubs. And then after that, I started my coaching career where I've coached all over South Africa and also the Basketball National League in South Africa. So I have extensive knowledge of X and O's in skill development.
In terms of basketball development, do you see the sport growing in South Africa?
Yes, yes, for sure. If I can just take an example, when we started a month ago with our open runs, the Cape Town Tigers, there was the first training session. There was about 22 kids that just appeared for the first time to training. But all over Cape Town, basketball is coming. There's a lot of coaches that are putting in a lot of hard work to develop the sport. Obviously, resources is not what we would like it to be because you don't want sport to be limited due to resources. But it's definitely growing. And I foresee it, you know, in the next few years, overtaking dominant South African sports like cricket and rugby and soccer in South Africa.
Finally, Coach, getting back to the Basketball Africa League, 12 teams will participate in the BAL's second season. Would you like to see more teams in the competition in the future? Say maybe double the number of participating teams.
Just like the saying, Rome wasn't built in one day. I think I can follow the same principle when I answer this question in terms of a tournament. It's so big and it's such a big stage. It's a lot of planning, a lot of resource that goes into it. I would think there's 12 teams at the moment. If there's 14, maybe next year it will make things easier. Four pools of four. They play round robin. Then they play quarterfinal, semifinal. Maybe additional four I would like to see next year. But as time goes on, if the Basketball Africa League is going to grow further, you might see, as I said, the 6 month period and maybe more teams, you know, depending on the resources. But again, I must commend the professionalism of the Basketball Africa League management. The way they organize the tournament, it's a top-level experience.
Relton Boysen is the head coach of the Cape Town Tigers basketball team, and he was speaking with us from Cape Town, South Africa. Coach, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you so much. I do appreciate it, sir. And thank you for having me.
Hello. This is Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
Hi, this is Larry London, the host of VOA's Border Crossings, where we feature music and interviews along with your favorite artists from around the world. Tune in and interact live with us here in Washington, D.C.
Hello, Shirin.
Hello, Larry. How are you?
Good. How are you tonight?
Border Crossings comes to you Monday through Friday at 1500 UTC GMT.
Thanks, Larry. That's Larry London, a man who's always ready to cross musical borders. I encourage our Sunny Side of Sports listeners to follow me on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOA Sunny. And my Twitter handle is @VOA Sunny Sports. Once again, my Twitter handle, @VOA Sunny Sports.
You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Prince Nesta is excited about the second season of the Basketball Africa League. I asked Prince about Cobra Sport of South Sudan, one of seven teams making its debut in Ball Season 2.
You know, I have to be a little bit biased here since I come from East Africa, from Kenya. And, you know, they represent the Eastern African region apart from, you know, the team from Kigali. But at the same time, Cobra Sport, it is a great team. You know, first of all, it's the team that was actually founded in 2017. You know, they finished second in the East Division of the BAL qualifiers. They booked their spot with a 78-76 semi-final win over the New Star of Burundi, which is also another great, great team. And so, it's a team which has been strengthening themselves in terms of, you know, you will recall that they have brought in the services of a couple of Kenyans, you know, John Jevi Shomondi as their head coach. You know, he's from Kenya. They've also signed a Kenyan international, Tom Wamukota. They brought in Rwandese international. And I recall, I think you'll recall this name. He's actually in the APR squad last time around, Didion Dizay. You know, so they have strengthened their squad and they really look forward to, you know, advancing as far as, you know, the other stages of the tournament are concerned. And if you look at some of, you know, their coach, the coach is really experienced. They have been improving their performances. But the only reason for concern, according to me, Sunny, I actually think that inexperience, as far as this stage of the competition is concerned, is really crucial, because you'll find like the other teams that are waiting for them, Zamalek included, US Monastir, AS Sally, you know, these are teams that are really experienced. At least they participated in the tournament last time around. And so the inexperience of Cobra Sport in this particular tournament is going to bite them, unless they also have like some of those NBA experienced players to join their squad to just, you know, show some guidance, because otherwise the inexperience might cost them a little bit in terms of my own observation, but really good for them to qualify and represent the Eastern African region.
Prince, for the inaugural season of the Basketball Africa League, Rwanda was represented by the Patriots. This time around, Rwanda Energy Group, or REG, will be waving the Rwandan flag high. The Rwandan team, interestingly, is coached by a former NBA player, Robert Pack. Do you think coaches like Pack, with their NBA experience, can make a difference in this tournament?
Yes, absolutely. And I feel like that is a very beautiful thing, because the NBA players, or players who are bringing in the NBA experience, you know, are learning something from the African players. At the same time, the African best players are also learning something from the NBA players. And we saw this, you know, it really made a great difference as far as the overall competition of the Basketball African League is concerned. That's last time around. And so I think it is a win-win situation for both. And even in terms of, you know, marketing of the tournament, we saw J. Cole, you know, really play a significant role as far as both in and outside the court, as far as marketing the tournament is concerned. And so to me, I feel it's a win-win situation, because Basketball African League, the inaugural tournament was held last year, and we need to make it even bigger and better, and by including players from all around the world, you know, to participate in the tournament is really great. And talking about REG, which is the Rwandan team, it is a great team. You know, first of all, as you've mentioned, it's owned by the Rwanda Energy Group. Limited, and it was established in 2016. Great team. They actually have been playing second fiddle to the Patriots of Rwanda, you know, actually reached the semi-finals last year. But they will have a point to prove for sure this time around. They have their star player who's called Kami Kabange. They will be banking on him to basically, lift the spirit of the Rwandans, and basically, who knows, maybe they could reach the semi-finals this time around. But at the same time, I would also say that they are one of the teams who are taking part in this tournament for their first time. Inexperience really, again, is going to bite them, but they need to beef up their squads. And as you rightfully mentioned, other teams, especially have been observing the Northern African teams, have really bolstered their squad by bringing in key experienced players from other parts. And so I would expect, the Rwandan Energy Group Limited to basically invest and bring in solid talent, experienced players.
Thank you, Prince Nesta. The Basketball Africa League is a partnership between the International Basketball Federation, FIBA, and the National Basketball Association, the NBA. In NBA Action Tuesday, the day's top scorer was Kyrie Irving of the Brooklyn Nets. The star guard fired in 50 points, including 9 three-pointers, as the Nets snapped a 4-game losing streak with a 132-121 win over the host Charlotte Hornets. In Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, the defending champion Milwaukee Bucks won their 5th game in a row, with their star big man Giannis Antetokounmpo having another big game. The AP's Chuck Freeman reports.
5 straight wins for the Bucks, who pulled away in the fourth quarter and walked away with a 142-115 win over the Thunder. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 39 points. He was 13 of 19 from the field.
Slowly, we got 16 more. It's the end of the season. Keep building those good habits defensively, and hopefully we can be in a good place when it matters the most.
The Bucks shot the ball extremely well all night long. They finished at 53% from the field. Chris Middleton had 25 points. The Bucks outscored the Thunder by 15 in the fourth quarter. It was an 11-point lead for the Bucks at the half. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander had 33 for the Thunder. I'm Chuck Freeman.
Thanks, Chuck. Now let's go to San Francisco, California, where the Golden State Warriors snapped a 5-game losing streak. The AP's Ryan Leong reports from San Francisco.
The Warriors ended their season-long 5-game losing streak as they blew out the Clippers 112-97. Rookie Jonathan Kuminga led all scorers with 21 points. Stephen Curry added 15 points with 5 rebounds and 5 assists.
Obviously for us, it was a sense of urgency. Understand to give ourselves a chance to get out of this hole and get a win. And remember what that feels like. Our defensive energy and presence needed to be there.
The Clippers were without Paul George and Kawhi Leonard due to injuries. Nicholas Batum scored 17 for Los Angeles. Marcus Morris Sr. and Luke Kennard both with 11 points. L.A. rallied to cut the deficit to 11 points, but shot only 36% from the field. Ryan Leong, San Francisco.
Thanks, Ryan. Popular American actor Will Ferrell helped lighten up the mood in San Francisco before that victory by the Warriors. The comedy star donned a vintage-style headband and dressed up as his 1970s ABA character, Jackie Moon, from the 2008 basketball movie Semi-Pro. Ferrell then took the floor and warmed up with the Warriors players. On his second attempt, Ferrell banked in a half-court shot, and he also passed the ball to Golden State star Steph Curry. Curry then knocked down a 3-point shot as part of his pregame routine. Speaking to the Associated Press after the game, Will Ferrell said, and I quote, "I'm under contract, so this is the very first tryout with the team. Let's see what happens." And as for that half-court shot Will Ferrell made, he said, "I make those in my sleep." That wraps up the March 9th edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the sunny side of sports.
I get it.